U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Created as part of President Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, was established as a cabinet department by the Department of Housing and Urban Development Act, effective November 9, 1965. It consolidated several other older federal agencies. HUD's mission is to create strong, sustainable, inclusive communities, and quality affordable homes. HUD works to strengthen the housing market, to bolster the economy, and protect consumers. Meet the need for quality, affordable rental homes. Utilize housing as a platform for improving quality of life and build inclusive and sustainable communities free from discrimination. HUD's major programs. The primary programs administered by HUD include the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, provides mortgage insurance on loans made by FHA-approved lenders throughout the United States and its territories. FHA insures mortgages on single-family and multifamily homes, including manufactured homes and hospitals. It is the largest insurer of mortgages in the world, insuring over 34 million properties since its inception in 1934. FHA mortgage insurance provides lenders with protection against losses as the result of homeowners defaulting on their mortgage loans. The lenders bear low risk because FHA will pay a claim to the lender in the event of a homeowner's default. Loans must meet specific requirements established by FHA to qualify for insurance. FHA operates entirely from its self-generated income and costs the taxpayers nothing. The proceeds from the mortgage insurance premiums paid by the homeowners are captured in an account that is used to operate the program. FHA provides a substantial economic stimulus to the country in the form of home and community development, which trickles down to local communities in the form of jobs, building suppliers, an expanding tax base, and other forms of revenue. Community Development Block Grants, CDBG, to help communities with economic development, job opportunities, and housing rehabilitation. Home Investment Partnerships, program block grants to develop and support affordable housing for low-income residents. Rental assistance in the form of Section 8, certificates or vouchers for low-income households. Public or subsidized housing for low-income individuals and families. Fair housing, public education and enforcement. Ginnie Mae, a wholly owned federal corporation within HUD, pioneered the mortgage-backed security. These government-backed securities lower market interest rates and create home ownership incentives and enable Ginnie Mae to add more than $1.5 trillion to the supply of America's affordable mortgage funds. Community Development Block Grant Program, CDBG. HUD's Community Development Block Grant, CDBG program, was created in 1974 to assist states and communities, combining a variety of old, narrow, categorical programs. It is one of the oldest of the federal block grant programs. It is administered by the Office of Community Planning and Development, CPD. CDBG funds are awarded on a formula basis and may be used for a wide range of activities. Funds must be spent to meet one of three broad national goals: aid low and moderate income persons, prevent or eliminate slum or blight conditions, or meet an urgent need that threatens health or safety. At least 70% of the funds must be used for activities that benefit low and moderate income persons. State and local jurisdictions determine the actual uses of the funds through the comprehensive strategic planning process developed by the Office of CPD. Communities and states are accountable to HUD for how funds are spent. The CDBG formula allocates 70% of its funds, after set-asides, to entitlement communities, larger cities with populations over 50,000, central cities, and urban counties, and 30% to states, which are distributed to smaller communities. CDBG funds are used to renovate housing, construct or improve public facilities, such as water, sewer, streets, and neighborhood centers, purchase real property, and assist private businesses in economic development activities. Under the Section 108 loan guarantee component of the CDBG program, communities can obtain financing for economic development, housing rehabilitation, and large-scale physical development projects. Assisted housing. HUD assists low-income households with rental subsidies in the private sector, primarily through Section 8 certificates and vouchers, through the Office of Public and Indian Housing. Families seeking assistance apply through their local public housing agency. Under the voucher program, tenants have greater freedom of choice to select housing where they want to live within a standard rent range. Under the Section 8 certificate program, rent subsidies are used to pay owners the difference between what tenants can pay and contract rents. Public and Indian Housing, PIH, also provides funds for the rental voucher, certificate, and moderate rehabilitation programs managed by local public housing agencies, PHAs, created by state law and administered by local governments. Public housing. Public housing programs provide direct payments to public housing agencies, PHAs, and Indian Housing Authorities, IHAs, to develop and operate housing for low-income families. The Office of Public and Indian Housing, PIH, administers HUD's public housing programs. HUD provides financial assistance to about 3,350 public and Indian housing authorities that provide public housing and services to 1.3 million households. Federal fair housing. Federal fair housing statutes prohibit housing discrimination based on race, color, national origin, sex, religion, families with children and disabilities. Sexual orientation and gender identity are protected under sex per A 2021 executive order. HUD's programs to prevent housing discrimination through public education and enforcement are administered by the Assistant Secretary for Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, FHEO. In addition to investigating and resolving housing discrimination complaints under the fair housing laws, FHEO conducts compliance reviews of HUD fund recipients, ensures equal employment opportunity and affirmative action within HUD, and ensures that HUD programs provide equal opportunity. Under its Fair Housing Assistance Program, FHAP, FHEO assists state and local governments in becoming certified, having substantially equivalent fair housing laws, and processing complaints with technical assistance and training grants. FHEO's Fair Housing Initiatives Program, FHIP, funds public agencies with substantially equivalent fair housing laws and private nonprofit organizations. These public and private organizations assist HUD in enforcement activities, including testing, investigating, and resolving complaints. FHEO refers complaints arising in certified jurisdictions to those government agencies for investigation and prosecution. FHIP also funds public education and outreach programs conducted by fair housing organizations to make the public aware of what constitutes discrimination and to promote voluntary compliance in the housing industry. Interstate land sales. Congress passed the Interstate Land Sales Full Disclosure Act in 1968. Congress passed the act to protect consumers from fraud in the sale or lease of land. The act protects consumers from developers who sell properties in remote areas with promises of clubhouses, golf courses, and other facilities. Many of these properties were sold sight unseen. When the purchaser finally visited the property, the reality often differed from the promises made in the promotional materials. In many cases, the developer filed for bankruptcy and never built or completed the promised amenities. The Act requires developers to register subdivisions of lots or condominium units sold in interstate commerce. Filings were previously administered by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. The Interstate Land Sales Full Disclosure Act prohibits developers and their agents from selling or leasing, by mail or by means of interstate commerce, any lot in any subdivision of 100 or more non-exempt lots unless a statement of record is filed with HUD. The statement of record discloses and documents current information about the ownership of the land, the state of title, physical characteristics, planned availability of roads, services, utilities, and other matters. The information in the statement of record is delivered to each purchaser or lessee in advance of signing the contract or agreement. The Act also contains anti-fraud provisions applicable to subdivisions with 25 or more lots, prohibiting developers from engaging in misleading sales practices. Any willful violation of the Act is subject to criminal penalties of imprisonment or fines, civil damages, civil money penalties, or suspension of registration. The Act is currently administered by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. Developers are required to provide each purchaser with a disclosure document, property report. The property report, which contains information about the subdivision, must be delivered to a purchaser before the signing of a purchase agreement. The purchase agreement gives the purchaser a 7-day period to cancel the purchase.